from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Isaac and Suk.
The Cinderella story is over, man.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week on primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
You're talking to your helmet!
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Wednesday. What's going on? Watching the Astros and A's. That's exciting. Exciting?
Yeah. Hey, the...
Exciting?
Dude, if you're a Mariner fan, the A's exciting? Are your best friend, although they're getting curb stomped right now. Dude, the Mariners suck. The only saving grace is that the Astros have been getting their asses kicked by the A's.
My A's.
Your A's. Who we were talking about this yesterday. They're not that uninteresting.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They got a couple guys who can hit,
finally.
Lawrence Butler, the law dog.
Yeah, the law good. Dog.
Law dog, go around here, law dog.
Rooker is probably going to... They're probably all going to get traded, though.
Probably.
Well, yeah. Welcome to A's baseball.
Yeah.
The Sacramento A's or whatever the hell they're
going
to be.
What's going on today? How's Big Ten Media Day coverage going on, The Fan?
I know you've turned into every second. No one loves Media Days more than Asachi 19.
Well, I had to go to Home Depot today.
Mm,
okay.
Wow. The big Home Depot run.
Yeah, but I had to.
I can't think of a more uncomfortable spot for you. Which is more comfortable, the Home Depot or a Media Day scrum?
Oh, Media Day, way more uncomfortable. I know my way around Home Depot. Like, look, you own a home for long enough, you're going to be at Home Depot 8 million times. Mm-hmm. So I went and got 2 sandbags.
Sandbags?
Yeah.
What are you doing with sand?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
I am intrigued by why you... I'm just trying to think of the reasons why Isaac Ropp would
need
sand.
Yeah, let's play that
sand.
Game. Why would I need 2 50-pound sandbags?
Does seem a little weird.
Did I bury my wife?
Is something going to... You don't bury anyone in sand.
Well, but I mean like... Well, you know what I mean? Like to... Like I put her under the house and I'm putting sand, yeah. The sandbags on...
My first thought was you are trying to hold something down. Like are you... The high winds...
Yeah.
Are you building a horseshoe pit?
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Horseshoe pit.
Yeah.
No.
Horseshoes
are boring.
I could see you. You got a putting green, for God's sake.
I do.
I could see
now
you out there.
Now, that's not boring.
I could see you out. So, putting, not boring. Horseshoe pit, boring?
Correct.
All right.
Are you tired of a swing net falling over and you're using it as an anchor?
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, that's a great guess. Yeah. Great guess. Yeah. I tell you what, I do have a swing net, but I don't use it. No, that's wrong.
Wrong. Fake news.
Wrong. I bought a new umbrella for the patio. A second umbrella. Because we're very rich.
You fancy bitch.
So we have 2 umbrellas.
Two shade umbrellas?
They're big. Bigly.
Huge.
Nobody's ever seen an umbrella.
You should see
this
these umbrellas. I said, gosh, what a big umbrella.
So so we have 2 of them now because we're fancy.
Yeah.
And so I was setting that up. And you have to buy your own sandbags.
So it's like, do you like open up the bottom and like dump the sand in, or do you just have some sort of janky thing where you dump sandbags on it.
It's got a base, and you just put the sandbags in it, and, and it holds it down.
I wouldn't know. I'm not fancy enough to have umbrellas.
Dude, I got
to
tell you, I don't have
an umbrella game.
Here is an umbrella tip for patio umbrella people. out there for all you patio umbrella bros,
you Laco umbrella bros.
Well, I mean, who doesn't have a patio umbrella?
Like, I don't have a patio umbrella.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I like the sun.
You don't have a patio table?
No, not really. I have like a sectional couch out there, and there's a there's like a little. I don't know. There's a little glass section of it that, like, you can eat off of. But no, I don't.
A coffee table.
Yeah, I have like an outdoor coffee table.
Do you shade it? Is it shaded? Do you like it shaded?
I got big trees.
Okay, it is shaded.
Yeah, but I got natural shade. I don't incorporate artificial shade. Well, I like the real deal.
We don't have that, and so sometimes it gets piping hot out there.
Yeah. Retractable umbrella?
Yes, they're both retractable. I will say. Let me get the name of it.
Then you can invite the sun whenever you want.
Exactly. Yeah. And with two of them, you can be fully shaded for the full day if you want, or you can get wild and
Vancouver
put them
text
down.
Line, Rob is fancy like Applebee's. You are.
So this one's called, I got to tell you, I've been through a lot of umbrellas because it's easy to just go to Freddy's every summer and buy the $40 stupid
the disposable
piece of crap.
Yeah.
And those suck and they fade and they're terrible and sometimes they're stupid. Like, fully stupid umbrella. So I have upgraded. My wife and I have upgraded.
Quality umbrella.
To the Wiki 10-foot patio umbrella with base. And let me tell you something. It's not that expensive. It's like, I think they're $130, $140 bucks.
Girl, you something else.
But, man, and the canopies are way bigger.
Oh, okay, I see that.
And they're adjustable.
I see that. So it's, okay.
Super cool. And you can move them around. So if you want it.
By the way, you're full of crap. That's $241.
No, $140. I bought mine for $140. Here it is right here. Look, bitch. Check that out. $140.
Punch it, bitch.
$139.99.
Well, apparently you're getting a sweet deal because on Amazon right now.
I have two of them. You can buy two of them for $280 bucks, and then you need some sandbags and you're good to go.
Why is there such a difference depending on where you buy it?
Where are you looking at?
Amazon. Wiki 10-foot patio.
Fred Meyer gets great deals.
That's where I got it.
$241.68.
I think we actually got our umbrella from Fred Meyer as well a couple years back.
Yeah, again, these are not from from Fred Meyer's. If you were paying attention, I was crapping all over the Fred Meyer cheap umbrellas.
Those are good.
I bought these on Amazon.
You outed yourself as a cheap-ass umbrella owner.
And as someone not listening.
I think there's a lot of people that just... I mean. Okay, if you need a patio umbrella, where are you going? Most people are just like, oh, I see them at Fred Meyer all the time. I'll just grab one.
Freddy's or Lowe's or something.
But those things
like that,
are so crappy.
Yeah, they are.
You get what you pay for.
Maybe Costco, if you will.
Yeah, Costco probably
has. I bet you Costco has a patio umbrella.
And then you can buy $7 shorts with your patio umbrella.
No, those are sold out. Buck bought the last one. Good luck getting some Glacier Sport shorts. No, those
are gone
out. Those are gone. Can't get those.
So anyway, I had to buy sandbags. And what I was telling you is I went to Home Depot. And I bought two sandbags, and I was carrying them on my shoulder. So I was carrying 100 pounds on my hot body.
Wow.
Yeah. The
Shirtless,
ladies,
I hope?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course. The ladies were swooning. And I put them in the back of my Toyota Highlander, which, again, ladies.
Can we just talk about the raw sex appeal just that is happening right now?
That's right.
Jeez.
And I have my white boy summer hat on.
Man.
And
you had been wearing some Glacier sport shorts from Costco.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man.
No kidding. $7. I should have ran right over there.
Price tag still on to flex on people.
So I was telling you that when I was in the car, it happened to be that Nebraska coach Matt Rhule was on the fan. Did you hear that interview?
I did hear that interview.
So I do know that we got Matt Rhule. I don't know who else we got from Big Ten Media Day today.
So I heard Matt Rhule. Who else did I hear today? Pete Thamel was on there that I heard.
He's a writer.
Yeah, he's a writer.
I think the morning show got Heather Dinich.
Yeah, Josh Pate.
Josh Pate, yeah.
Who's Josh Pate?
Josh Pate is like he's kind of become a new voice. They call him like the commissioner of college football. He's become a national voice for college football. I don't know how you become Paul Feinbaum, but I feel like he's making an attempt to be like the next Paul Feinbaum.
I'm sure Paul Feinbaum has a book you can read about his
his rise.
His shocking rise from just a kid in Akron to
Jack Velling, the Oregon State, now Michigan State tight end, was on there.
Oh, so. He's at Michigan State now?
Yeah, he left with...
Did you say Miller Moss already?
He Miller Moss, USC quarterback, was on there.
How was he? Was he bro-y? He sounds bro-y.
I didn't get to hear that one.
Yeah, I only saw the photo from Swag. I didn't hear the interview either.
I just know that he was on there.
Bro.
So no other coaches besides Matt Rhule?
I think Matt Rhule was the only one. I guess they're saying out at media days, the coaches are kind of hard to wrangle.
Oh. Like, yeah, they're busy.
I mean, they'll get Lanning tomorrow. Someone will. But it sounds like they're saying unless you have a personal connection with the coach, they're like basically good luck. They're just not doing much. But the players, I guess, are easier. And then like the Heather Dinich's of the world and the, you know, those people are milling around.
It was a good... It was good that I got a chance to listen to Matt Rhule because I had in my show notes one of his quotes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, this guy's an idiot. And we were going to talk about it today.
Yeah.
But then I got in my car and I heard Matt Rhule on the Fan. Mm-hmm. And he said the same thing that was in the quote that I was reading. And I interpreted it totally differently.
Yeah, sometimes quotes versus, you know.
So I heard him talk about it. I'm like, oh, now I see what he's saying. And that actually makes sense. It was the fact that he was saying, like, on paper, I was reading a quote where he was like, oh, the Big Ten, we're the NFL, we're the best.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, are you SEC Matt Rhule, you goober? What are you talking about? You're not the best.
Yeah.
But then when I heard him on Danny and Dusty in the long form.
Yeah.
He was saying what they're trying to do to sell the Big Ten versus the SEC is how big of a reach the Big Ten has. The SEC is still down generally in the South, whereas the Big Ten spans the coasts. And they were talking about more of like an NFL model because they're in every time zone. And so that I get that. That is a good selling point of the Big Ten. But I didn't understand that when I read it on paper.
Did you understand Deshaun Farr?
Yes.
Deshaun Foster.
Should we play that? Do you guys want to play that?
Boy.
You guys want to play that? Do you have that yet, Buckley?
Floored.
Yeah, I have that. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Deshaun Foster is, by the way.
Oh, God.
UCLA still plays football. They played in the Big Ten, and former UCLA great running back, Deshaun Foster, is their new coach.
And good NFL running back, too.
Yeah. And he wants people to know that they are indeed in Los Angeles. And that was about it.
Yeah, this is how his opening statement went.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm happy to be here.
Good.
I'm glad to be a part of this great conference.
Things are going well.
Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
About time.
I like it.
We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference.
Can we fact check that?
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, so we got
it. We, I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Oh, my God.
It's as bad as it gets.
Dude, what was that?
Yeah, that's called S in the bed is what that is.
When I watched it, I'm like...
Glitched out like Biden.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He pulled a Roomba. He spun around in circles.
When I watched it, I went back and looked, because you have to do this now. You have to look at the lips. Like, is this fake? No. Like, did somebody doctor this?
Yeah, was this a Ference thing? Yeah. Like, this is AI. Climb out of my ass for a little bit. This
and it
was,
wasn't.
No, that real happened.
So he, I don't even understand what happened. Like, you're explaining to people UCLA's in L.A.? Deshaun, what?
I think he had a couple really basic talking points that he thought he had off the top, and he got the championships, and then he blanked out, and then he panicked.
He didn't just say that they're in L.A. Along with USC.
In case you didn't know.
Do you think there was someone in the audience going, like,
that's...
Wow, that's great. I'm gonna write about that.
Note to self,
UCLA
is
in LA. And I'm just really excited.
That's what UCLA stands
for.
I couldn't figure out UCLA.
That was the worst thing. I mean,
it's the worst press conference of all time.
I don't know about that.
You find me.
That's a really bad way to initiate your
I'm sorry, but that is the That's the worst introductory press conference of all time.
I don't know about
Find me someone worse.
Introductory, you might be right. I'm thinking about like Petrino and the neck brace. That always like jumps out to me as all time bad.
That thing was phenomenal. Okay?
There's a lot of bad ones out there.
Find me one that ended worse.
All right,
worse
I will,
than,
bitch. I'm gonna find it.
And he laughs.
I'm happy to be.
So he lost his train of thought, and
yeah, you can't get that back. That's and look, it's not like, you know, if you lose a press conference that's the end of your tenure. But I will tell you what, when UCLA isn't going to be very good, you know, people are going to that ain't going anywhere. That's going to be brought up a lot. That's going to stick with you. You can have that press conference if you win 9 games, but if you win 3 games, you can't have that press conference. Although it is UCLA, so that's probably on brand because UCLA is all about essing the bed.
I was gonna say.
Indeed, that's what they've done.
But they hired a guy who, I mean, he's never coached, right?
He's never been a head coach.
Just a player.
No, he was a position coach.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where?
I think at UCLA.
Yeah, I think that he was
in LA.
Higher within because they had no money.
They had no one else. And Chip Kelly quit. He's taken over, like, when Gary Anderson took over Oregon State, remember how we were all like, oh my God. UCLA has advantages over Oregon State because, in case you didn't know, they're in Los Angeles. This is a really bad job. Like, this is a smoking crater of a program, and they hired a guy who just went up there and fell into that crater.
Well, yeah, it's almost like you get what you pay for. Like, what do you expect when you hire a guy who's never, I mean, like, he's never really done this. He's not polished.
No.
Ah, who cares? All right. Well, anyway.
Not being polished and... Whatever the hell that
going
was.
Silent and
yes.
Explaining that your school is in Los Angeles.
That you're excited to be here. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I always thought it was in Los Altos. So I'm happy that
someone was like, "Wait, is that Pasadena?" No, that's the stadium, but it's different.
Good question.
Where's Giuliani when we need him? I just wish that like Foster had some like weird streaks coming down his head. Because, you know, he just started sweating. It was like that scene from Scanners where that dude's head was going to blow up.
Geography with Deshaun Foster. I sense a new bit.
And yes, he was indeed the running backs coach.
All right. Let's get started with our daily poll question. It is along the theme of Big Ten Media Day, so we'll get to that coming up next. Okay. It is 314 on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Do you know this song?
This is my gal, Riri.
Yeah, you love her.
I think she's singing about you.
Yeah, Umbrella, yeah. Ella.
Part of the Asahi 19 brand now is Big Umbrellas.
That's
you're,
right.
You're no one unless you got Big Umbrellas.
Yeah.
It's a hard flex.
It's the next step up, I'm telling you.
Asahi.
What were we doing? Oh, you challenged us.
Yeah, to find a worse introductory press conference.
Yes.
Deshaun Foster.
Both of these brought to our attention from the listeners and both good submissions to the court.
Yeah.
One is Jim Tom Sula. Do you remember him?
I remember my former defensive line coach in Scotland, the great Jim Tom Sula.
Well, do you remember when they hired him?
he was doing a lot of lip licking.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
So there's that one. But
Jim.
I don't really remember the introductory press conference. I just remember it's like, oh boy, they hired this guy. Like, what is going on? The other one is Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, his was bad. He was talking about like levers and stuff.
From the Eagles. I think we have a little bit of that.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team, that we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're going to have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right. Complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over. Less thinking equals talent take over. But we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
What a mess that was. But you're right.
At
I
least
think
he
Foster
was speaking.
Yeah, Foster's a little worse.
I've never seen anyone glitch out in the middle of a press conference. And imagine Dan Lanning going up at his press conference tomorrow and be like, "We're University of Oregon. We're in Oregon."
Oh my god, that'd be a great bit. He's like, "You guys probably don't know a lot about us. We're in Portland, or we're in Eugene, Oregon, up in Oregon.
We're excited.
That's north of California.
Excited.
If you guys don't know.
Excited to be here.
We're up there with Oregon State.
Questions.
We're excited. Any questions?
You want to hear Tom Sula's opening statement?
Yeah. Give me what
this is how it opened. I'll give you another bit from him too. But this is his first address, much like Deshaun Foster. There.
Get help. Go get it. You're worth it. You're worth it. There's value in every human being. Get the help.
What the hell?
You don't have to walk alone.
Huh? Yeah. Before he had answered any questions. That was his opening statement.
What was he talking
presser.
About? That
I have
makes
no
idea.
He's talking about getting help, for God's sakes.
For what?
Help.
What?
Help. Does it matter? Rob, you don't have to walk alone.
I don't like that.
Get some help.
Well, I mean, it's a nice message, but it's totally out of context.
I don't
no clue what he was. Anyway, that's not as bad as Watson. At least he had a message. Weird message, but it was a message.
It was indeed a message. I just would love to know what Deshaun Foster, what he had to go up there with something. Because he had the championship thing.
I think he had a couple bullets, and then he blanked out on number two.
Yeah.
God bless America.
I think that's right.
Here's more Tom Sula talking about schemes and players in that same presser.
Yeah, I look at it from a personnel to fit a scheme. So I'm looking at that scheme, and I'm trying to fit the pieces. Okay, we don't live in a perfect world. It's not a perfect science. Okay, things happen. Okay, people, you know, aren't available. So once we have that talent, and we have those players, now we have to flip that. But now we look at it, we want to take that scheme and fit it to the players.
Yeah.
Again, that rates slightly above Deshaun Foster, in my opinion.
I think we have. And then there was the Adam Gase one where he just had the giant eyeballs.
Bug eyes, yeah.
He just was looked like he was on something.
Press conferences are, maybe we take them for granted.
No, we don't. It's a press
a lot
conference.
Of people get jammed up in a man.
I understand
they
that.
They get the pursed lips and they need a drink of water.
If,
and
if you can't handle a press conference, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, look, I'm not saying that's the end all to be all for Deshaun Foster, but like when you're in the middle of a fourth quarter of a big game, like that's slightly more personal than standing up in front of like, I don't know, 50 Big Ten media members.
Yeah, somebody said, have you heard the word salad from Jonathan Smith? Yes, he's bad.
Yeah.
I saw some of his introductory press conference and it's cringy.
Because we've had him on the air plenty of times and he is not a natural
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, he's not a natural speaker. No, and a lot of these guys aren't. Like obviously Deshaun Foster isn't.
No.
Jim Tomsula wasn't.
No.
Nick Sirianni wasn't. And so that's what happens.
Hey, Sirianni turned out to be good. And Smith is a good coach. It's not everything. It doesn't mean you can't go on and be successful. Well, it's just a rough start.
Pointing out that a lot of people, maybe we take for granted how many people have a problem with the public speaking part of that job. Sure. Like, I mean, it's that, what do they say? It's like the number one fear of human beings is public speaking.
Yeah, that blows me away. It's scarier than death.
Yeah, but people are terrified of it. You and I, we host a radio show. We're obviously not terrified of it, but so it's hard for us to wrap our head around that. But it's just a really common thing, and it applies to football coaches, apparently.
Yeah. You just would think and after also, that many years in the limelight.
One last
know.
Thing. Right, with Deshaun Foster, dude, his SID's got to set him up.
Yes.
I mean, you have to talk to him. Look, you're a new coach. Can I help you with anything? Here's maybe some talking points. Here's maybe what we want to get out there. We want to make sure everybody knows we're in LA. I don't think anybody knows that. So you got to get that out there and make sure that they know USC is also there. And then after that,
championship. About 45 seconds in, he looked off to the left of the stage like, someone please help.
Me.
And I guarantee he's looking at the SID.
Help me. But they just, I don't know. He needs to be teed up better than that.
Yeah. It was not a recipe.
Or just go with a note card. Or like a notes app on your phone. You can look down. That's okay.
But not being able to just do 30 seconds
just
of, hey, really happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. We're in LA.
Yeah, excited about
Any
the
questions?
Opportunity. And
you know, it's like, wow.
The pause was an all-timer.
He froze.
He glitched. Was that Mitch McConnell did that a couple of times? They had to walk him off the stage. But those guys are like him and Biden are like 1,000 years old. Deshaun Foster is like, 48.
It's crazy.
And in great shape. He's a handsome devil.
All right.
Maybe just be like when you do like with the.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah. Like the spokesmodel. Like, hey, just be hot. Just go out there and smile and be a handsome man. Like, that's all you got to do.
I looked up other terrible football or sports press conferences. Your guy, Herm Edwards, is on there for not knowing that the Sun Devils were the mascot of Arizona State. Now I'm a religious man. I don't know about these devils. Yeah. And you're like, dude, that's the name of your team.
That is an all-timer. Yeah. That jackass, someone was like from some Sun Devils.
Devil's time. Digest.
Yeah, Devil's Digest. He's like, whoa.
I'm a religious man.
What is this devil stuff? Like, the Sun
that's
Devils.
The name of your team, you
idiot.
Yeah. It also had Ron Zook, who over and over again said Illinois when he was hired as the coach of Illinois.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I would love it if Dan Lanning called it Oregon. I think it'd be great. I want more coaches to go up there and just start doing bits. Just pull a Deshaun Foster.
Well, Dennis Erickson used to call it Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Washington. Well, and Rick Majerus was that way, too. He said
Oregon.
He said Oregon and Washington. Yeah, he was a treat. Just lean into it.
All right. Poll question is next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Sports is business.
So we've got another one. Now, we're talking about worst introductory press conferences because Deshaun Foster, the new coach at UCLA, got up there today and
glitched out.
He said that UCLA was in LA along with USC, and he was happy to be there and froze.
Yeah.
So Jim Tomsula came up, Nick Sirianni, and a couple of others. But we can't play this because I guess we could because you can hear it. But somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line pointed out that Mike Shuler, former Trailblazers head basketball coach.
He's the guy in the 80s.
As opposed to former Trailblazers head football coach. I don't know why I said it that way. Glickman was introducing him as the new coach, and he fell out of his chair. Schuster did, not Glickman. So, because he was trying to slide over in front of the podium, and he fell down.
Well, good thing that was before, you know.
So it's no Deshaun Foster, but
before
very
internet.
Well, no, it wasn't. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, but
you
like,
can see it.
Yes, but
and the clip, they said the clip was going, was all over the news, the sports news. This was in the 80s.
Yes, but again, this was before internet. Yeah. Because if you imagine someone, a coach falling out of their chair, and like J.J. Redick falling out of his chair, like at the Lakers press conference.
He's doing a little like scooch, like slide over, and then he just goes off
down
the edge.
Down he goes.
Down goes Shuler.
It's great. But you're right. It's like if this were social media of today, that would be funny for a day, and then everyone would have seen it and moved on to the next funny thing, or like hawk to a girl or something. But back then, it was probably something it was probably something that lived out there for days and weeks as people got, you know, started seeing it.
It is embarrassing falling in any realm, let alone falling out of your chair during the introductory press conference.
Like you're wanting to present yourself like Deshaun Foster, very strong and capable.
Right in the butt.
And then you fall.
Down you go. Well, falling in general, like, is there anything more embarrassing than falling? Like,
it's not good.
Like, the first thing you do when you fall is you have to immediately look around and see who saw you fall.
Well, there's always that moment of, am I hurt?
Yeah. You have to assess.
Kind of like a little kid. Yeah, you know how the little kid sits there and, like, waits, and then he starts bawling.
Is there anything worse than a total stranger being like, oh, sir, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I've said it. I ate ass walking across walking across the street in Sisters, Oregon a few years ago. It was during the winter. It was all slippery, and I went down so hard in a crosswalk, and there were, you know, there's cars like waiting to go, and I was hurt. It was not pleasant, and I literally just like rolled my ass, like rolled to the side. Just because I did not want to lay there in the crosswalk.
Did anybody get out and try to help you?
Well, that was my fear. I did not want people getting out of their cars. I was like, just get me to the curb, and I'll be fine. I can recuperate there.
Thank you.
Don't
Bye.
Go down in the crosswalk.
What'd you do? What happened?
It was icy.
Oh, it was icy.
It was icy, and I was walking across, and you know, like sometimes you don't see those patches of ice. It looks like regular pavement. And I went down, and, you know, it just...
That hurts.
It was awful.
Hurt your butt, hurt your back.
Took the wind out of you, and, you know, and then I could just see people smiling. I could see some people laughing. Some people were concerned. And I was just I was mortified. That's all I could think about was getting out of the crosswalk. And then I sat on the curb for probably 3-4 minutes and just composed myself. And then you do the systems check. You're like, all right, what's broken? Anything? We're good? All right.
All right.
Go about your day.
Today's poll question, 1080 The Fan on X, at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you which team is best poised to surprise and compete for the Big Ten title in 2024. Very close race here. Wisconsin, 34%. USC, 26%. Iowa, 20%. And Nebraska, 20%.
USC is such an interesting thing for me because their offense is... You know, it's always been really good. And since Lincoln Riley's been there, their offense puts up huge points. If they just get... like above average defense, USC's gonna be good, and no one thinks USC's anything. Like Lincoln Riley went from when he got to UCLA. Hey, are they in Los Angeles?
Yes.
When he got to Los Angeles,
you know how I know that?
Huh?
Deshaun Foster told me.
You know what? Thank you, Deshaun. We really appreciate that. But when he got to LA,
don't just assume the obvious.
No, you can't. Once he got there, there was like this, like, oh my gosh, here, you know, like buckle up for this. And it's been 2 years of not so much, but don't dismiss the fact that there's a ton of talent down there. Lincoln Riley is one of the best offensive minds in football, and he did revamp. Like he supposedly turned over the defense and just was like, "Hey,
who's their new defensive coordinator?"
It's Lynn, the Anthony Lynn's kid. What's his first name? He was UCLA's defensive coordinator. D'Anton. And I guess Lincoln Riley just went to him and said, what do you need? Including, like, he's changing the way they're practicing. Like, he just said, you run this. And he ran good. Like, he was a really bright defensive coordinator. People were really high on him. UCLA was. And, you know, I just keep an eye on USC. No one's talking about him. And I get it. But to me, the answer there of who could be the surprise team, it's USC. It just is.
Yeah, I feel like USC... is one of those schools, and I'm trying to think of other examples, but when they're the favorite, like they're kind of like the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
Like when they're the favorite,
yeah.
They're going to crap the bed. Like everybody's over their skis on them, mm-hmm. but they're also dangerous when nobody's talking about them and they're an underdog.
Yep.
USC is kind of in that realm. I don't know why it's gone so far the other way against them. Maybe because they lost some recruits. And Lincoln Riley, you know, obviously the defense hasn't been very good, but you're right. He revamped the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And yes, they lost some recruits, but they still have a bunch of talent. He's a hell of a coach. I don't know. USC, I think it's great that no one's talking about them. Like, if I'm a USC fan, perfect. Keep crapping on us. Yeah. That's where we want to be, not in the top five, and so we can perennially disappoint you.
I mean, they were in the Pac-12 title game, 2 years ago, and that was Caleb Williams got hurt. They got thumped by Utah, and then last year, the defense just completely fell apart. But dismiss USC at your own peril.
Okay, well, that leads us to today's poll on X at 1080 The Fan. Who is the most overrated Big Ten football coach? Hmm. Is it Lincoln Riley, PJ Fleck, Ryan Day, or James Franklin? Vote. And vote hard.
Please.
If you surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
Who do you think it is?
The most overrated.
Well, all four, I did a little homework on this.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about Kirk Ferentz, but then I'm like, you know, Kirk Ferentz isn't overrated. He's he's solid. He's
a solid coach at Iowa, of all places.
But then I looked at, you know how internet has a bunch of lists and crap?
Uh-huh.
There are lists of the most overrated coaches, and I tell you, Lincoln Riley and James Franklin are on most of them. PJ Fleck is certainly a candidate, but he's at Minnesota, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Yeah,
and then Ryan Day could be. He was on a few of them.
Well, I don't. Dude, he's like 53-8.
Eight is the key. You can't lose eight, and you can't lose to Michigan. Isn't he like 0-3 against Michigan?
He's lost the last 3 years. And I think he's been the head coach.
I'd get you fired for less.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's 1-3 against Michigan.
1-3 against Michigan. So he wins 11 games every year. I'm not certain how that's. And a couple of those. Now, the 1 year against Ohio State, Michigan, they got bludgeoned. But like last year was razor thin, and I want to say the 2 years before that was also. So like, you've been one or two plays away from beating Michigan and playing for a national title, and you're overrated and you suck. Like, what?
I don't know about he sucks, but I think there are some that think he's overrated.
There's some people that think he's like have you seen the odds, like the hot seat odds? Ryan Day is one of the favorites to get fired.
Well, he might. I mean, if they disappoint this year, he could get fired. I mean, who was the coach at Michigan that was it the coach at Michigan that could never beat Ohio State and they turfed his ass? Or was it the other way around? Was it an Ohio State guy?
It was Cooper, right?
Cooper was always beating Michigan. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was Cooper that couldn't beat him. But Ryan Day, just FYI, Ryan Day has gone 13-1.
Cooper was 2-10-1 against
him. Yeah, and they can't.
Of course, they gave him 13 years.
13 years. I just point out real quick, Ryan Day's 13-1, 13-1, 7-1. That was the COVID year. 11-2, 11-2, and 11-2. And there are people out there that think that Ryan Day is in jeopardy of losing his job. Now, he's also in jeopardy of becoming Steven Seagal. That weird fat beard dye combo that he's got going on, that's not doing anyone any favors, but... Dude, Ryan Day is a really good coach. But also, by the way...
But good coaches get fired all the time.
In that stretch, he won the Rose Bowl. He lost the Fiesta Bowl. Won the Sugar Bowl.
Loser.
Lost in the College Football Playoff National Championship. Loser.
To who? Who did they lose to?
Who did they lose to?
Oh, that was...
2020.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
LSU.
Turns out, by the way...
That was a tough team to beat.
Yeah. Arguably the... best team of the last 30 years? Yeah.
Look, no one's arguing that Ryan Day is a good coach, but come on, you've got to see that at a school like Ohio State, when you have expectations like this and you can't beat Michigan and Michigan just wins a title, the leash is short, man. They don't mess around. It's like SEC type stuff.
I guess. I just roll my eyes at that. Anyone that actually thinks that Ryan Day, like you're going, if you fire Ryan Day, where exactly would you like to go?
Just... Herbs, baby.
Hey, Urban Meyer. Those co-eds will get excited.
He's still out there, isn't he?
The co-eds' moms.
Wait, didn't he already coach there? Yeah, bring back Urban.
Yeah, he did coach there. Ryan Day's the one that took over for Herb.
Oh, yeah. Did he win a title there? Yeah, he won a title there.
Urban Meyer did indeed win a national championship.
Yeah. Bring him back. At least he can win a title.
Urban Meyer, by the way, at Ohio State, 12-0, and that was the year they were on probation.
That's what I'm talking about.
12-0. 12-2, 14-1, 12-1, 11-2, 12-2. So
that's pretty damn good.
It's not much of a fall off. But he won a national title and Ryan Day didn't. So
that's right.
Screw you, and Ryan Day.
1-3 against Michigan. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, CrowdStrike is making it up to its clients in spades. It is 346 on The Fan.
Correction, by the way.
Correction.
Ohio State lost to Alabama in the national title game. The year that was Ryan Day's loss. They beat Clemson in the semifinal. And then they lost to Alabama.
Which Alabama team was that of their 8 million that have won?
What are the good ones?
Yeah, I would say that was probably one of the good ones.
One of the overrated ones?
Yeah, they're like, eh.
Who was their quarterback?
Let's look at their...
Billy Meacham?
That was Mac Jones. National champion.
I don't remember
Mac
that game.
Jones.
What was the score?
Oh, Alabama bludgeoned him.
Did they?
Yeah. So Ohio State bludgeoned Clemson 49-28, and then Alabama alley-whipped them 52-24. So,
don't remember the game.
Boop. And then
Ryan Day played
the mighty Northwestern Wildcats in the Big Ten title game. But yes, Ryan Day sucks.
All right, well, did you see what CrowdStrike is doing? You know, CrowdStrike?
Yeah, that like broke the world.
Yeah.
Broke the internet.
Yeah, you know,
flights
I guess...
still everywhere screwed.
Well, they're saying Delta is really still having a lot of problems.
Yeah, Delta canceled they didn't even try anymore. Delta just started canceling thousands of flights.
Yeah.
It was like, nothing we can do.
I saw a story on the news. I was watching the local news last night.
The news.
And they did a story on a woman who is from Oregon who is stuck in Orlando.
Oh.
And she was supposed to come back on Sunday.
It's the worst places to be stuck, right?
And she will likely be back on Thursday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you can kill some time.
My wife looked at me and she goes, is that really news? I'm like, no, it's not. But they're trying to...
Look, half the things that are on the news aren't really news anymore.
And they were like, so what's going on? Like, well, my flight got canceled. And then like, well, did you book another one? Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? It got canceled. Did you book an... I booked a third one, and it has just been canceled. So how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. They're putting me up in a hotel. You know, everything's great. I'm in Orlando. It's very sunny. It's nice, but I'd really like to be home.
Yeah.
Great story.
They're hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
It's like, God.
A couple years ago, we were in Mexico for Christmas, and that was when the whole Southwest thing went down. Remember, they had all those delays.
Yeah.
And
they had a big glitch.
They had a big glitch and all that, and I felt bad because when we were leaving, to come home, I think we came home on the 28th or 29th, there were people just getting to Mexico that were supposed to be there for Christmas and had been stuck somewhere else. They were stuck in Minneapolis from like the 23rd or 24th, and we're just getting there now on the 28th or 29th, and their reservations were kaput. So they were like, well, what do we, you know, they're like, I guess we're down here now, but they're like, they were trying to book hotels. It was bad. Like, we ran into so many people that were absolutely screwed.
Yeah, it would suck way worse going.
Yeah.
Going out.
Yeah.
But if you're coming home.
Well, especially over the holidays. Imagine like you know, that was us. Like, we're like, hey, we're going to go, you know, spend Christmas south of the border. It'll be great. And on the beach, we'll have mahi-mahi instead of turkey. Everything's great. And you spend your Christmas at the Ramada Inn at the Minneapolis airport. And you can't go any, you know, like, you can't drive home because these people are from like Fargo, North Dakota. You're like, well, I guess we're just, we're heading down. And then, you know, they were trying to call like their Airbnbs and hotels, but there were already people coming in for like New Year's. So there was no availability for them to stay. So they got all that. It took them like a week to get down to Mexico. And then they'd be there for like a day and a half and then have to leave again.
Hmm. Sucks.
Yeah, it was not good.
I've never really been involved in something that...
No,
major.
I haven't either.
I've had delays and stayed overnight and stuff like that, but usually get on to the destination eventually. But it's probably pretty frustrating out there.
Yeah, I spent New Year's once in a Missouri airport in St. Louis, and I had to sleep there. That was like the only one.
Oh, you slept at the airport?
Slept at the airport.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, maybe this is bougie me talking.
This is probably bougie you. This is two umbrella you.
Get a hotel.
Right.
And I get some people don't have the money because these bitches be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports is business.
So we've got another one. Now, we're talking about worst introductory press conferences because Deshaun Foster, the new coach at UCLA, got up there today and
glitched out.
He said that UCLA was in LA along with USC, and he was happy to be there and froze.
Yeah.
So Jim Tom Sula came up, Nick Sirianni, and a couple of others. But this one, now this isn't, we can't play this because I guess we could because you can hear it. But somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line pointed out that Mike Shuler, former Trailblazers head basketball coach,
he's the guy in the 80s.
As opposed to former Trailblazers head football coach. I don't know why I said it that way. Glickman was introducing him as the new coach, and he fell out of his chair. Schuster did, not Glickman. So, because he was trying to slide over in front of the podium, and he fell down.
Well, good thing that was before, you know.
So it's no Deshaun Foster, but
before
very
internet.
Well, no, it wasn't. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, but
you
like,
can see it.
Yes, but
and the clip, they said the clip was going, was all over the news, the sports news. This was in the 80s.
Yes, but again, this was before internet.
Yeah.
Because if you imagine someone, a coach falling out of their chair, and like J.J. Redick falling out of his chair, like at the Lakers press conference.
He's doing a little like scooch, like slide over, and then he just goes off
down
the edge.
Down he goes.
Down goes Shuler.
It's great. But you're right. It's like if this were social media of today, that would be funny for a day, and then everyone would have seen it and moved on to the next funny thing, or like hawk to a girl or something. But back then, it was probably something it was probably something that lived out there for days and weeks as people got, you know, started seeing it.
It is embarrassing in any realm, let alone falling out of your chair during the introductory press conference.
Like you're wanting to present yourself like Deshaun Foster, very strong and capable.
Right in the butt.
And then you fall.
Down you go. Well, falling in general, like, is there anything more embarrassing than falling? Like,
it's not, It's not good.
Like, the first thing you do when you fall is you have to immediately look around and see who saw you fall.
Well, there's always that moment of, am I hurt?
Yeah. You have to assess.
Kind of like a little kid. Yeah, you know how the little kid sits there and, like, waits, and then he starts bawling.
Well, is there anything worse than a total stranger being like, oh, sir, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Dude, I've said it. I ate ass walking across the... walking across the street in Sisters, Oregon a few years ago. It was during the winter. It was all slippery, and I went down so hard in a crosswalk. And there were, you know, there's cars like waiting to go. And I just, and I was hurt. It was not pleasant. And I literally just like rolled my ass, like rolled to the sidewalk just because I did not want to lay there in
the
crosswalk.
Did anybody get out and try to help you?
Well, and that was my fear. I did not want people getting out of their cars. I was like, just get me to the curb and I'll be fine. I can recuperate there.
Thank you.
Don't
Bye.
Go down in the crosswalk. The crosswalk.
What'd you do? What happened?
It was icy.
Oh, it was icy.
It was icy, and I was walking across, and you know, like sometimes you don't see those patches of ice. It looks like regular pavement, and I went down, and you know, it just
that hurts.
It was awful.
Hurt your butt. Hurt your back.
Took the wind out of you, and you know, and then I could just see people smiling. I could see some people laughing. Some people were concerned. And I was just, I was mortified. That's all I could think about was getting out of the crosswalk. And then I sat on the curb for probably 3-4 minutes and just composed myself. And then you do the systems check. You're like, all right, what's broken? Anything? We're good.
All right.
Go about your day.
Today's poll question, 1080 the fan. On X at 1080 the fan. Yesterday we asked you which team is best poised to surprise and compete for the Big Ten title in 2024. Very close race here. Wisconsin 34%, USC 26%, Iowa 20, and Nebraska 20.
USC is such an interesting thing for me because their offense is, you know, it's always been really good. And since Lincoln Riley's been there, their offense puts up huge points. If they just get like above average defense, USC's gonna be good, and no one thinks USC's anything. Like Lincoln Riley went from when he got to UCLA. Hey, are they in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Then when he got to Los Angeles,
you know how I know that?
Huh?
Deshaun Foster told me.
You know what? Thank you, Deshaun. We really appreciate that. But when he got to LA,
don't just assume the obvious.
No, you can't. Once he got there, there was like this, like, oh my gosh, here, you know, like buckle up for this. And it's been 2 years of. Not so much, but don't dismiss the fact that there's a ton of talent down there. Lincoln Riley is one of the best offensive minds in football, and he did revamp. Like he supposedly turned over the defense and just was like, "Hey,
who's their new defensive coordinator?"
It's Lynn, the Anthony Lynn's kid. What's his first name? He was UCLA's defensive
De'Anton.
Coordinator. De'Anton. And I guess Lincoln Riley just went to him and said, what do you need? Including, like, he's changing the way they're practicing. Like, he just said, you run this. And he ran good. Like, he was a really bright defensive coordinator. People were really high on him. UCLA was. And, you know, I just keep an eye on USC. No one's talking about him. And I get it. But to me, the answer there of who could be the surprise team, it's USC. It just is.
Yeah, I feel like USC is one of those schools, and I'm trying to think of other examples, but when they're the favorite, like they're kind of like the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
Like when they're the favorite,
yeah,
they're going to crap the bed. Like everybody's over their skis on them, mm-hmm. but they're also dangerous when nobody's talking about them and they're an underdog.
Yep.
USC is kind of in that realm. We I don't know why it's gone so far the other way against them. Maybe because they lost some recruits. And Lincoln Riley, you know, obviously the defense hasn't been very good, but you're right. He revamped the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And yes, they lost some recruits, but they still have a bunch of talent. He's a hell of a coach. I don't know. USC, I think it's great that no one's talking about them. Like, if I'm a USC fan, perfect. Keep crapping on us.
Yeah.
That's where we want to be, not in the top five, and so we can perennially disappoint you.
I mean, they were in the Pac-12 title game, 2 years ago, and that was Caleb Williams got hurt. They got thumped by Utah, and then last year, the defense just completely fell apart. But dismiss USC at your own peril.
Okay, well, that leads us to today's poll on X at 1080 the fan. Who is the most overrated Big Ten football coach? Hmm. Is it Lincoln Riley, PJ Fleck, Ryan Day, or James Franklin? Vote. And vote hard.
Please.
If you surround yourself with turds, You're headed towards Turdville.
Who do you think it is?
The most overrated.
Well, I did a little homework on this.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about Kirk Ferentz, but then I'm like, you know, Kirk Ferentz isn't overrated. He's just, he's solid. He's
a solid coach at Iowa, of all places.
But then I looked at, you know how internet has a bunch of lists and crap?
Uh-huh.
There are lists of the most overrated coaches. And I tell you, Lincoln Riley and James Franklin are on there. Most of them. PJ Fleck is certainly a candidate, but he's at Minnesota. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Day could be, he was on a few of them.
Well, I don't, dude, he's like 53-8.
Eight is the key. You can't lose eight, and you can't lose to Michigan.
That's his own.
Isn't he like 0-3 against Michigan?
He's lost the last 3 years. And I think he's been the head coach.
I'd get you fired for less.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's 1-3 against Michigan.
1-3 against Michigan. So he wins 11 games every year. I'm not certain how that's. And a couple of those. Now, the 1 year against Ohio State, Ohio State, Michigan, they got bludgeoned. But like last year was razor thin, and I want to say the 2 years before that was also. So like, you've been one or two plays away from beating Michigan and playing for a national title, and you're overrated and you suck. Like what?
I don't know about he sucks, but I think there are some that think he's overrated.
There's some people that think he's like have you seen the odds, like the hot seat odds? Ryan Day is one of the favorites to get fired.
Well, he might. I mean, if they disappoint this year, he could get fired. I mean, who was the coach at Michigan that was it the coach at Michigan that could never beat Ohio State and they turfed his ass? Or was it the other way around? Was it an Ohio State guy?
It was Cooper, right?
Cooper was always beating Michigan. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was Cooper that couldn't beat him. But Ryan Day, I just, FYI, Ryan Day has gone 13-1.
Cooper was 2-10-1 against
him. Yeah, and they canned
him. Of course, they gave him 13 years.
13 years. I just point out real quick, Ryan Day's 13-1, 13-1, 7-1. That was the COVID year. 11-2, 11-2, and 11-2. And there are people out there that think that Ryan Day is in jeopardy of losing his job. Now, he's also in jeopardy of becoming Steven Seagal. That weird fat beard dye combo that he's got going on, that's not doing anyone any favors, but... Dude, Ryan Day is a really good coach. But also, by the way,
good coaches get fired all the time.
In that stretch, he won the Rose Bowl. He lost the Fiesta Bowl. Won the Sugar Bowl.
Loser.
Lost in the College Football Playoff National Championship. Loser.
To who? Who did they lose to?
Oh,
that was
2020.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
LSU.
Turns out, by the way,
that was a tough team to beat.
Yeah. Arguably the best team of the last 30 years. Yeah.
Look, no one's arguing that Ryan Day is a good coach, but come on, you've got to see that at a school like Ohio State, when you have expectations like this and you can't beat Michigan and Michigan just wins a title, the leash is short, man. They don't mess around. It's like SEC type stuff.
I guess. I just roll my eyes at that. Anyone that actually thinks that Ryan Day, like you're going, if you fire Ryan Day, where exactly would you like to go?
Just Herbs, baby.
Hey, Urban Meyer. Those co-eds will get excited.
He's still out there, isn't he?
The co-eds' moms.
Wait, didn't he already coach there? Yeah, bring back Urban.
Yeah, he did coach there. Ryan Day's the one that took over for Herb.
Oh, yeah. Did he win a title there? Yeah, he won a title there.
Urban Meyer did indeed win a national championship.
Yeah. Bring him back. At least he can win a title.
Urban Meyer, by the way, at Ohio State, 12-0. And that was the year they were on probation.
That's what I'm talking about. So,
12-0. 12-2, 14-1, 12-1, 11-2, 12-2. So
that's pretty damn good.
It's not much of a fall off. But he won a national title and Ryan Day didn't. So
that's right.
Screw you, and Ryan he's Day.
1-3 against Michigan. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, CrowdStrike is making it up to its clients in spades. It is 3:46 on The Fan.
Correction, by the way.
Correction!
Ohio State lost to Alabama in the national title game. The year that was Ryan Day's loss. They beat Clemson in the semifinal, and then they lost to Alabama.
Which Alabama team was that of their 8 million that have won?
What are the good ones?
Yeah, I would say that was probably one of the good ones.
One of the overrated ones?
Yeah, they're like, eh.
Who was their quarterback?
Let's look at their
Billy Meacham.
That was Mac Jones. National champion.
I don't remember
Mac
that game.
Jones.
What was the score?
Oh, Alabama bludgeoned him.
Did they?
Yeah. So Ohio State bludgeoned Clemson 49-28, and then Alabama alley-whipped them 52-24. So,
don't remember the game.
Boop. And then they played the mighty Northwestern Wildcats in the Big Ten title game. But yes, Ryan Day sucks.
All right. Well, did you see what CrowdStrike is doing? You know, CrowdStrike.
Yeah, that like broke the world.
Yeah,
broke the internet.
Yeah, you know, flights I guess
still everywhere screwed.
Well, they're saying Delta is really still having a lot of problems.
Yeah, Delta canceled. They didn't even try anymore. Delta just started canceling thousands of flights.
Yeah,
it was like nothing we can do.
I saw a story on the news. I was watching the local news last night.
The news.
And they did a story on a woman who is from Oregon who is stuck in Orlando.
Oh.
And she was supposed to come back on Sunday.
It's the worst places to be stuck, right?
And she will likely be back on Thursday.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you can kill some time.
My wife looked at me and she goes, is that really news? I'm like, no, it's not. But they're trying to...
Look, half the things that are on the news aren't really news anymore.
And they were like, so what's going on? Like, well, my flight got canceled. And then like, well, did you book another one? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? It got canceled. Did you book an... I booked a third one, and it has just been canceled. So how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. They're putting me up in a hotel. You know, everything's great. I'm in Orlando. It's very sunny. It's nice, but I'd really like to be home.
Yeah. Oh,
great story.
They're hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
It's like, God.
A couple years ago, we were in Mexico for Christmas, and that was when the whole Southwest thing went down. Remember they had all those delays?
Yeah.
And
they had a big glitch.
They had a big glitch and all that. And I felt bad because when we were leaving, we were leaving to come home, like on like the, I think we came home like on the 28th or 29th. There were people just getting to Mexico that were supposed to be there for Christmas and had been stuck somewhere else. They were stuck in Minneapolis from like the 23rd or 24th, and we're just getting there now on the 28th or 29th, and their reservations were kaput. So they were like, well, what do we, you know, they're like, I guess we're down here now, but they're like, they were trying to book hotels. It was bad. Like we ran into so many people that were absolutely screwed.
Yeah, it would suck way worse going.
Yeah.
Going out.
Yeah.
But if you're coming home.
Well, especially over the holidays, imagine like you know, that was us. Like, we're like, hey, we're going to go, you know, spend Christmas south of the border. It'll be great. And on the beach, we'll have mahi-mahi instead of turkey. Everything's great. And you spend your Christmas at the Ramada Inn at the Minneapolis airport. And you can't go any, you know, like you can't drive home because these people are from like Fargo, North Dakota. You're like, well, I guess we're just, we're heading down. And then, you know, they were trying to call like their Airbnbs and hotels, but there were already people coming in for like New Year's. So there was no availability for them to stay. So they got all that. It took them like a week to get down to Mexico. And then they'd be there for like a day and a half and then have to leave again.
Hmm. Sucks.
Yeah. It was not good.
I've never really been involved in something that major.
No, I haven't either.
I've had delays and stayed overnight and stuff like that. But usually get on to the destination eventually. But it's probably pretty frustrating out there.
Yeah, I spent New Year's once in a Missouri airport in St. Louis, and I had to sleep there. That was like the only one.
Oh, you slept at the airport?
Slept at the airport.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, maybe this is bougie me talking.
This is probably bougie you. This is two umbrella you.
Get a hotel.
All right.
And I get some people don't have the money
because
these bitches behind me. But if you've got the money. If you've got the money, well, I'm not sleeping on the floor of the stupid airport.
I think I was like 22.
So you didn't have any money.
I didn't have any money. And our flight, like by the time everything got in and we got into the airport at in St. Louis, I want to say it was like 12:30, 1 in the morning. And we got on, our flight was leaving at, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 the next morning. So it was kind of like, well.
Yeah. Like, just take a couple naps.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be fine. I get it, but I just see a lot of people sleeping there, and I just wonder, because usually the airline will give you a hotel. I mean, they've always had for me.
I will tell you what, I was not offered any sort of hotel coupon. But yeah, if they give you a hotel, but...
Because the flight's delayed to the next day, they're like, well, we'll put you up at...
Yes. I think they've gotten better about that.
About
giving out hotels. Because my son was delayed in coming back from Japan last year, and they put him up, and I just remember like there was no offer of anything. They just said, "Hey, sorry, like the next plane out is," because we missed our connection obviously because we were delayed several hours, and there was no more flights leaving out of there. So they were kind of like, "Well, you know," in some airports now they just have hotels right there, built into the airport.
Yeah, Denver has that.
Yeah, which is nice.
So did you see what CrowdStrike is doing, the cybersecurity firm that crashed millions of computers?
And ruined lives? No, what do they got?
They are offering their partners. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
They are offering their partners, as an apology, get this, $10 Uber Eats gift cards.
Yes, 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 yes.
What do you think about that?
$10.
Talk about goodwill.
Woo!
Yeah, I guess they're saying that a bunch of people have forwarded, like, people are so pissed about that, that they're forwarding it on to all the media, and the media is like, yeah, it's true, I got the email. It's like, hey, really sorry, but here's a $10 Uber Eats gift card for you. Sure, everything's fine now. Say good things about us, please.
It's like when that that national burrito chain was poisoning people, and they were like, ah, you know what we're going to do? Free burrito. If you're willing to overlook the E. coli and almost dying, you know what?
Was that Cheapo Latte?
Free burrito. Yeah, it was indeed Cheapo Latte.
I like them. Yeah. Do you eat there?
Not so often. Every once in a while. It's not bad.
No, I don't think it's bad.
I just feel like every couple years they have to come out and be like, yeah, sorry about the whole poisoning thing. And then they give you like a BOGO. They're like, hey, you buy one, one's on us. That does get you to come back. If I had a free burrito, yeah, I'd probably make my way in there. But there's better burritos out there.
You know what's even better is that a lot of people went to actually redeem their $10 Uber Eats gift card, and it said error. So there was a glitch in that, too.
Not available in your region.
Yeah, it said error message and the voucher had been canceled. So they're sending fake Uber Eats $10 gift cards. The awareness.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, it's big business. And that's like the largest cybersecurity firm like in the world. And they're handing out $10 Uber Eats coupons.
Well, they probably had to hand out a lot of them in defense.
Yeah, in defense of them. You know. That is quite a bit. It's like when I caught that years ago at the Winterhawks game when I caught my Lando Lakes butter coupon.
Yeah, out of the big.
Yeah, back when the Winterhawks had the bad, like.
What do they call it? Like the blimp?
Yeah, they had a blimp. I think it was a Ford blimp. I think it was like a Ford Explorer blimp.
And it drops cool things into the crowd?
Yeah, and my kids were there. My kids were little. This is like 15 years ago. And they've since been sold, and they have really good management now, and they do a great job over there. But the old guys, I forget the name of the guy that owned it, was just a cheap bastard. And yeah, they had that blimp, which I think they just borrowed from the Blazers, and crudely put like Winterhawks logos over the Blazer logos, and it dropped things. And we all assumed that it would drop like a coupon for like a free sweatshirt or something at the merch tent or, you know, whatever you got. No, it was a Lando Lakes coupon, and it wasn't free butter. It wasn't like, hey, you get free butter. It was like 50 cents off Lando Lakes butter. And I just...
Wow.
I was so heartbroken because my kids, like, I caught it. My kids were so excited. And I was like, you know what, kids? Free t-shirts on dad. Go get whatever you want. Is that what the coupon is, dad? Yeah, that's what it is. It says we can get free t-shirts.
Did you use the coupon? Did you get the butter?
No.
Why not?
That is good.
Look at you and your white privilege just throwing away 50 cents.
I did throw away 50 cents.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I did not ever use the coupon on the Lando Lakes butter, which, by the way, it's quality butter. I'm not here to crap on. I'm not here to crap on Lando Lakes. It's quality. But I think at the time I was an Imperial man.
Oh.
Yeah.
A rival. Maybe it was Big Butter that that did that. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
I'm just saying, like, can't you drop free butter?
Right.
You know, that's all I'm asking.
I mean,
for.
What's a stick of butter cost?
Well, you can't buy a stick of butter.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
Because it sticks. No one sells an individual stick of butter. You want to know how out of touch you are? You thought you could go in and buy a stick of butter.
Why can't you buy a stick of butter? That's dumb.
Can you go in and buy a hot dog? No.
No?
It comes in packaging.
I mean, you kind of, yeah. No, you can't. At the hot bar, you can't you?
At the hot bar, maybe. You can't go buy a cold hot dog.
I'm going to start selling sticks of butter. One stick.
That's going to be Big Butter's next thing.
I'm going to become a billionaire.
Individual butter. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh. All right. What are the most off-putting things athletes do? That's next on The Fan.
Correction, by the way.
Correction.
Ohio State lost to Alabama in the national title game. The year that was Ryan Day's loss. They beat Clemson in the semifinal, and then they lost to Alabama.
Which Alabama team was that of their 8 million that they've that have won?
What are the good ones?
Yeah, I would say that was probably one of the good ones.
One of the overrated ones.
Yeah, they're like, eh.
Who was their quarterback?
Let's look at their
Billy Meacham.
That was Mac Jones. National champion.
I don't remember
Mac
that game.
Jones.
What was the score?
Oh, Alabama bludgeoned him.
Did they?
Yeah. So they Ohio State bludgeoned Clemson 49-28, and then Alabama alley-whipped them 52-24. So,
huh, don't remember the game.
Boop. And then they played the mighty Northwestern Wildcats in the Big Ten title game. But yes, Ryan Day sucks.
All right, well, did you see what CrowdStrike is doing? You know, CrowdStrike?
Yeah, that like broke the world.
Yeah.
Broke the internet.
Yeah, you know,
flights
I guess.
Still everywhere screwed.
Well, they're saying Delta is really still having a lot of problems.
Yeah, Delta canceled they didn't even try anymore. Delta just started canceling thousands of flights.
Yeah.
It was like, nothing we can do.
I saw a story on the news. I was watching the local news last night.
The news.
And they did a story on a woman who is from Oregon who is stuck in Orlando.
Oh.
Hey, and she was supposed to come back on Sunday.
It's the worst place to be stuck, right?
And she will likely be back on Thursday.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you can kill some time.
My wife looked at me and she goes, is that really news? I'm like, no, yeah. It's not. But they're trying to...
Look, half the things that are on the news aren't really news anymore.
And they were like, so what's going on? Like, well, my flight got canceled. And then like, well, did you book another one? Yeah. What happened? It got canceled. Did you book another... I booked a third one, and it has just been canceled. So how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. They're putting me up in a hotel. You know, everything's great. I'm in Orlando. It's very sunny. It's nice, but I'd really like to be home.
Yeah. Oh,
great
no,
story.
They're hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
It's like, God.
A couple years ago, we were in Mexico for Christmas, and that was when the whole Southwest thing went down. Remember, they had all those delays.
Yeah.
And
they had a big glitch.
They had a big glitch and all that. And I felt bad because when we were leaving, we were leaving to come home, like on like the, I think we came home like on the 28th or 29th. There were people just getting to Mexico that were supposed to be there for Christmas and had been stuck somewhere else. They were stuck in Minneapolis from like the 23rd or 24th, and we're just getting there now on the 28th or 29th, and their reservations were kaput. So they were like, well, what do we, you know, they're like, I guess we're down here now, but they're like, they were trying to book hotels. It was bad. Like, we ran into so many people that were absolutely screwed.
Yeah, it would suck way worse going.
Yeah.
Going out.
Yeah.
But if you're coming home.
Especially over the holidays. Imagine, like, you know, that was us. Like, we're like, hey, we're going to go, you know, spend Christmas south of the border. It'll be great. And on the beach, we'll have mahi-mahi instead of turkey. Everything's great. And you spend your Christmas at the Ramada Inn at the Minneapolis airport. And you can't go any, you know, like, you can't drive home because these people are from, like, Fargo, North Dakota. You're like, well, I guess we're just, we're heading down. And then, you know, they were trying to call like their Airbnbs and hotels, but there were already people coming in for like New Year's. So there was no availability for them to stay. So they got all that. It took them like a week to get down to Mexico. And then they'd be there for like a day and a half and then have to leave again.
Hmm. Sucks.
Yeah, it was not good.
I've never really been involved in something that...
No,
major.
I haven't either.
I've had delays and stayed overnight and stuff like that, but usually get on to the destination eventually. But it's probably pretty frustrating out there.
Yeah, I spent New Year's once in a Missouri airport in St. Louis, and I had to sleep there. That was like the only one.
Oh, you slept at the airport?
Slept at the airport.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, maybe this is bougie me talking.
This is probably bougie you. This is two umbrella you.
Get a hotel.
All right.
And I get some people don't have the money
because
these bitches behind me. But if you've got the money, well, I'm not sleeping on the floor of the stupid airport.
I think I was like 22.
So you didn't have any money.
I didn't have any money. And our flight, like by the time everything got in and we got into the airport at in St. Louis, I want to say it was like 12:30, 1 in the morning. And we got on, our flight was leaving at, I don't know, maybe eight or nine the next morning. So it was kind of like, well,
yeah,
I was like,
just take a couple naps.
And yeah. Yeah.
You'll be fine. I get it. But I just see a lot of people sleeping there and I just wonder, because usually the airline will give you a hotel. I mean, they've always had for me.
I will tell you what, I was not offered any sort of hotel coupon, but yeah, if they give you a hotel, but
because the flight's delayed to the next day, they're like, well, we'll put you up at.
Yes. I think they've gotten better about that.
About giving out hotels.
About giving out hotels. Because my son was delayed in coming back from Japan last year, and they put him up, and I just remember, like, there was no offer of anything. They just said, hey, sorry, like, the next plane out is, because we missed our connection, obviously, because we were delayed several hours, and there was no more flights leaving out of there, so they were kind of like, well, you know. In some airports now, they just have hotels right there, built into the airport.
Yeah, Denver has that.
Yeah, which is nice.
So, did you see what CrowdStrike is doing, the cybersecurity firm that crashed millions of computers?
And ruined lives? No, what do they got?
They are offering their partners, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
They are offering their partners, as an apology, get this, $10 Uber Eats gift cards.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
What do you think about that?
$10.
Talk about goodwill.
Woo!
Yeah, I guess they're saying that a bunch of people have forwarded, like, people are so pissed about that. That they're forwarding it on to all the media, and the media's like, yeah, it's true. I got the email. It's like, hey, really sorry, but here's a $10 Uber Eats gift card for you. I'm sure everything's fine now. Say good things about us, please.
It's like when that national burrito chain was poisoning people, and they were like, ah, you know what we're going to do? Free burrito. If you're willing to overlook the E. coli and almost dying, you know what?
Was that Chipo Latte?
Free burrito. Yeah, it was indeed Chipo Latte.
I like them. Yeah. Do you eat there?
Not so often. Every once in a while. It's not bad.
No, I don't think it's bad.
It just feel like every couple of years they have to come out and be like, yeah, sorry about the whole poisoning thing. And then they give you like a BOGO. They're like, hey, you buy one, one's on us. That does get you to come back. If I had a free burrito, yeah, I'd probably make my way in there. But there's better burritos out there.
You know what's even better is that a lot of people went to actually redeem their $10 Uber Eats gift card, and it said error. So there was a glitch in that, too.
Not available in your region.
Yeah, it said error message, and the voucher had been canceled. So they're sending fake Uber Eats $10 gift cards. The awareness.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, it's big business. And that's like the largest cybersecurity firm like in the world, and they're handing out $10 Uber Eats coupons.
Well, they probably had to hand out a lot of them in defense.
Yeah, in defense of them. You know. That is quite a bit. It's like when I caught that years ago at the Winter Hawks game when I caught my Lando Lakes butter coupon.
Yeah, out of the big.
Yeah, back when the Winter Hawks had the bad, like.
What do they call it? Like the blimp?
Yeah, they had a blimp. I think it was a Ford blimp. I think it was like a Ford Explorer blimp.
And it drops cool things into the crowd.
Yeah. And my kids were there. My kids were little. This is like 15 years ago. And they've since been sold. And they have really good management now. And they do a great job over there. But the old guys, I forget the name of the guy that owned it, was just a cheap bastard. And yeah, they had that blimp, which I think they just borrowed from the Blazers, and crudely put like Winterhawks logos over the Blazer logos, and it dropped things. And we all assumed that it would drop like a coupon for like a free sweatshirt or something at the merch tent or, you know, whatever you got. No, it was a Lando Lakes coupon, and it wasn't free butter. It wasn't like, hey, you get free butter. It was like 50 cents off Lando Lakes butter. And I just...
Wow.
I was so heartbroken because my kids, like, I caught it. My kids were so excited. And I was like, you know what, kids? Free t-shirts on dad. Go get whatever you want. Is that what the coupon is, dad? Yeah, that's what it is. It says we can get free t-shirts.
Did you use the coupon? Did you get the butter?
No.
Why not?
That is good.
Look at you and your white privilege just throwing away 50 cents.
I did throw away 50 cents.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I did not ever use the coupon on the Lando Lakes butter, which, by the way, it's quality butter. I'm not here to crap on Lando Lakes. It's quality. But I think at the time I was an Imperial man.
Oh.
Yeah.
A rival. Maybe it was Big Butter that that did that. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
I'm just saying, like, can't you drop free butter?
Right.
You know, that's all I'm asking
for. I mean, what's a stick of butter cost?
Well, you can't buy a stick of butter.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
Because it sticks. No one sells an individual stick of butter. You want to know how out of touch you are? You thought you could go in and buy a stick of butter.
Why can't you buy a stick of butter? That's dumb.
Can you go in and buy a hot dog? No.
No?
It comes in packaging.
I mean, you kind of, yeah.
No, you can't.
At the hot bar, you can't you?
At the hot bar, maybe. You can't go buy a cold hot dog.
I'm going to start selling sticks of butter. One stick.
That's going to be Big Butter's next thing.
I'm going to become a billionaire.
Individual butter. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh. All right. What are the most off-putting things athletes do? That's next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.